Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
Politics and the world of winning and the culture of division, it's fucking disgusting in my opinion. And so my hope is if everyone could just look and see that most of these children really aren't going anywhere in life with hockey or with soccer or with baseball. Some are, and that's great. They'll get to university. Why aren't we teaching them something more important than just winning?
Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Wow. Hi, guys. It's been a while. We're back and, you know.
Look who's back in the motherfucking house.
With a, yep.
What? How'd they go? What did they say?
And that fat dick in his motherfucking mouth.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's your part.
If you're listening with your children.
That's your part. Don't. It's 18 plus.
Oh, well, no, it's not.
Okay, well, we're
hello. Hello to the young children listening to our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
If you come to us for a source of information, you're welcome.
And if you come to us to hear gorgeous moms, sexy moms talk about naughty things, so you can then go tell all your friends about that mom and the things she said, you're welcome.
It's too bad Playboy doesn't exist anymore.
We'd be in there, right?
No.
Yeah, the MILF spread. Yeah, we would. They'd ask us, right? We'd be in there.
Making peanut butter and jam sandwiches.
Naked.
Spread.
With nipple tassels.
Wow.
I mean, people would buy it.
Well, I just feel like that's what kids are now. They're turning to us rather than to Playboy. Really. That's the, in my sweaty crotch underwear.
Cat and Nat are now the replacement for the old school Playboy.
You're welcome. But feminist-wise, we do a good job at not being, you know, we don't, like, we're not Hugh Hefner. We're our own boss.
Yeah, and we also don't mean to be, like, so pretty.
Sexy.
Exactly.
Shit, it's so hard.
It's hard. You know,
it's so hard with our roots and our, Yeah. God, it's hard.
No, and the same Gina and Jean denim outfit every day. You know, I posted a TikTok from the drafts this morning. And I'm like, I remember that pretty girl. I don't know what. I mean, I guess.
Wait,
it's a face of makeup.
You think you look different?
Yeah. I remember that pretty girl.
I'm going to go look
she's
now.
She's a pretty bird. She's got pretty. You do see my hair extension a lot while I turn, but we're on stage where it's too far away to know. Pretty birds, two pretty, pretty birds. Your hair looks pretty. Your makeup looks pretty. Maybe you still think you look as pretty as you did there. And yeah, you do. Maybe. I don't know. You can tell me. But I don't know if it's like the color of my skin or the texture of my skin or I don't know what it is, but it's like I don't look like that human.
I think that looks like it's a bit filtered, like a beauty filter's on.
It's literally just from TikTok unless they immediately put it on.
They do.
Well, then it's TikTok. But still, I've seen pictures. I've got tons of pictures.
Yeah, we look great. You look great still.
I was actually
thinking your skin looked great today.
It's also like a penis head.
It's also
like a breaching baby.
It's also a vibe. You're in a vibe.
Yeah.
You're
not that hot.
Well, I don't know what it's your boss mode.
You know what else?
You are in your.
You know what else I don't like? You know what I was thinking last night when I was going to sleep?
Go ahead, Natalie. Tell me what else
for those
you don't
of
like.
You who don't listen to the bonus episode, just so you know, if you subscribe to Apple and you you subscribe to our podcast, you listen with no ads and you hear things that we don't say here.
You can go catch up on the tea, literally.
Mm.
Go ahead.
I used to like wake up and do my hair every morning, and I'm on day three with my hair now. Like, I don't even care.
Okay.
Like, it's hard to get up and put clothes on.
Okay.
I hate everything in my drawer.
Okay.
I wear the same thing every day.
Oh.
Jeans are a bit tight. I hate my shoes. I don't even know what to wear. I was like, it's a bit boring the shit out of me right now. You know what I mean? Plus, I look in the mirror. You should have seen what I look like after crying. Oh my God. So ugly. Like, so dehydrated. Like, little poofy wrinkles under my eyes. I looked at myself. I stared. I said, whoa. Is this it? Like, should I just pack it in? Go to bed?
What is different? Oh, you're not on medication.
Well, yeah, but also, you know, like, when someone has a tan, so tomorrow we might get immediate self-esteem.
Okay, good.
And blonde coming out of the roof of your head. It just feels better.
Okay.
But I wanted to talk about on this Tuesday
Can't
podcast a couple things.
Go ahead.
I have something that I want to talk about with you guys. And then, Kat, there's something that happened through our Insta stories last night. And I just, by the time I finished all of my murders after my American Idol,
you're crying.
I was too tired to dig into what you had put, and it wasn't a live thing. I had to read too much and my eyes weren't really working at that time. So, but I want to talk about something else on that, on whatever. So, something crazy happened in my kid's life this weekend. Although in the grand scheme of things, it's not a big deal. My little baby plays hockey and he's in his first year of like competitive hockey. And a couple of days ago, we got an email that basically said that the people in charge of one of the, how do you say it, the franchises?
The league?
But not the top of the league, but one of the, like, so he plays for this team. So another team was very mad at the fact that our team started a team and we didn't get the release to start it.
I just love that you are just it is, yeah. It's watch out.
It's really public knowledge. So I'm just I'm reporting
listen,
the news.
I this person is hilarious.
You better be careful. I might get us canceled.
I'm like, what is going to come out of your mouth next? But here we go.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of teams, and in her age group, one of her teams left. And I guess the head of that team organization
that they left
did not like that they left.
Because you apparently have to have a release to release. I don't know if it's to release the coaches or to release
the team.
Kids. Either way, it was a release.
Yeah, I think everyone has to get released.
Released. Okay. So apparently, like, I guess we carried on and started a team without the release. Understanding, I guess, in some way that in a crazy world, somebody might actually go after some parents and 9-year-old children, and right at the end of the season before the playoffs. And if anybody has a kid that plays sports, you understand that you play your season and the kids are constantly checking their rankings. Am I in first? I'm in second. Like, they come home every day and the kids will tell each other who lost this kid. They want to know where they are in the standings. It's fun to check that stuff. So we get an email that this
Yep.
This team, I guess, has gone and had a hearing, collected evidence that we, that these dads were actually, I guess they said they were coaching, even though we do have a paid coach as well, but I guess you're not, they weren't allowed to coach. They weren't allowed to be on the bench. I know if you don't have kids that play sports right now, you're like, what are you fucking talking about? And why are these people like this? We got an email that basically said every single one of our wins from the whole season are now being reversed to a loss. And now from going to a good position in your category, you are in last place. Every win you have is gone. And these 9-year-old kids are like, I says, pardon? I said, every win that we worked hard for is now a recorded loss.
And I'm like, that's great news. You get to play more. And then you get to go back because technically.
Well, that's how people like to, who want to make it seem like it's no big deal, or like you get to play a couple of extra games. But here's
because
when
you hit the playoffs, the season's erased anyways. So it was a lot of work for nothing. It's a lot of hate.
When they're young, right? Because now you're like, Teddy's no, actually.
There's two rounds. We get to play an extra round, which you technically shouldn't make it through. And then you start from scratch. Right. It's not like you get.
So when you get older, like it matters.
You're out.
You're out. Well, we only have the top eight that even are allowed to like come in. And let's say there's 12 teams. So 4 teams don't even get to play.
Oh, everyone makes it on ours.
Okay. So basically what that means. And okay, so fine. To be honest, like Mark and I are less like, I would say less emotional about it. Like some parents are really, really pissed. Some kids are really upset, crying, you know, because they're competitive and they just lost everything.
They didn't though. Just, it says it, but they didn't.
They did, exactly. But for a kid, you have to really explain
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so let's say it screws us. And our coaches are suspended for the rest of the season. And they cannot coach our team next year. They're coaching 9-year-olds. Side note. Okay. And so basically what it means. So first of all, it sucks for our families, okay? Even if we did something wrong, which maybe we did. And I'm not saying anybody was right or wrong. All I'm saying is that these 9-year-old kids were really disappointed. In this age group, there's a bottom four.
That's what I told you. That sucks for them.
Yeah.
That's really mean.
So these bottom four, at least they get to play each other and they're all, you know, they got a lot lower points. And the two of them, two top teams, get to move on. Well, guess what? Now these lower teams have to go play my son's team, which means their chances of moving on are a lot less. So they got screwed.
Yep.
So nobody, and even the league that went for us, the team that went for us, they don't win from this.
No.
They got one extra point.
No.
They didn't move rankings, nothing.
I think that's the saddest thing is that when they put you guys in a lower ranking that the other teams now, that so someone just got kicked out.
No, someone actually got to move up.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because they moved up, but they still have to play
the ones that went up, no, have to go play the people that are up where.
Which isn't fun.
Because they're going to get kicked out immediately.
Yeah.
Instead of playing with the lower teams and being like, we have a chance.
Yep.
So the one that went up, okay, so now you're in a bye. You get to play with the higher teams and hopefully something really great happens for you.
Totally.
But really, you don't get to go beat the lower teams. And then the lower teams now have to play my son's team, who have never beat him before.
I know.
So magical things can happen. Like those lower teams can have a really good game and something really exciting can happen for them, which will also be really terrible for us.
Right.
Anyways, it was ridiculous, and I can't believe that like the hockey world, and I can't believe that for anybody it was worth it to go do this. But we did say like you have to set a precedent, and if you don't want these kids to just go off making their own teams all
go
the time,
rogue.
Then you're making an example.
Yeah,
like, you got to make an example, or you could say not everybody's doing this. We'll let it slide, but just so you know. Because my other son's team, they went and did it, but not at like a higher level. So nobody really cared about the lower level making a team.
Got
only
it.
The higher level. And I'm sure everyone's got their own argument about it all. But it was just like, they did that to the kids.
A dad did it too.
Yep. Okay.
I gotta take a quick break.
And yeah, and then I want you to talk about what you posted about hockey yesterday.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Because I needed a debriefing because I see all the comments and I feel all the passion, but I don't I think I know what happened.
I am like slightly over, you know, I don't like the culture of hockey.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it.
It's giving you the ick factor.
It makes me sad because I think someone else pointed out last night that they kind of feel the same way, but it's their kid's favorite sport. And it's really shitty that that's the feeling towards the sport. And, you know, I have a daughter who was in competitive soccer. It was fine for the most part. I liked some of her coaches. Her last coach, I didn't love because their whole purpose was to keep the girls playing. And that's not what that's not what kind of happened. You know, I think the biggest thing in sport is that these kids, your hope is that they continue to play, to have fun and keep developing and learn team sports and learn how to lose and learn how to win as a team. And the antics of the rest of the world doesn't come into them because they're a team and they have fun.
Mm.
And when you begin to see the politics and the world of winning and the culture of division, it's fucking disgusting in my opinion. And so my hope is, if everyone could just look and see that most of these children really aren't going anywhere in life with hockey or with soccer or with baseball. Some are, and that's great. They'll get to university. Why aren't we teaching them something more important than just winning? Like, why does winning matter so much when next year they're not going to remember their wins and losses and they have to do it again and we're taking all the fun out of it anyways in Winnipeg?
Sorry, and on that note, unfortunately, sometimes it's not even so often. It's the actual parents that are contributing to this the most.
Yeah, and the coaches who want to like and it's
and the only, coaches it's get a lot of stop. Pressure from
it's
the parents.
It's only going to stop if the highest players put us the best players say, "I'm not playing for that coach because he's a terrible person."
Mm-hmm.
It's the only way we're going to stop this, or parents begin to be like, "You're not doing that." So
and it's sometimes even the coach is good, and the parents are terrible. So many coaches say, like, the parents on these teams, I can't believe what I'm watching.
Yeah. So,
and now there's a lot of coaches saying that there's a lot of parent cuts. So when they say that, yeah, they're saying, I'm getting rid of this family because they're toxic.
Yeah. And I love that. And we need that. And I've been really, really lucky in hockey that I've had, we had an amazing coach this year who believes the same things. And to me, that was everything, like develop my child and make him feel safe and good in where he's at.
Yeah, we've been in all of our really hockey, lucky. Like as far as parents and coaches, I feel like I hope it stays this way. I do hear when the boys get older that things can change, but I have very classy teams.
Yeah, and it's not even like I have great, yeah. So far, everything's been amazing. But the culture I don't love. So I saw a post somewhere, I guess she follows us, and someone sent it to me,
And her name is Natalie, right?
Natalie.
What a beautiful
name.
And
she's from Winnipeg. And I saw the story, and she's Black, and her son and another teammate are Black on the team too.
Is she, how old is the son? Give us a range.
I think 13.
Okay.
U13.
Okay.
AA in Winnipeg. Okay. And there was a racial, the two teams got into like a kerfuffle. Mm-hmm. It wasn't her son, but it was her son's teammate. Mm-hmm. Into a kerfuffle. And I came halfway into the story. So I believe it was someone on her team. And there was a racial slur mm-hmm. made as they were going to the penalty box together. Mm-hmm. And nothing was done. Mm-hmm. So no penalty.
And everybody heard it.
Well, yeah, it was heard. Like it was heard, like everyone heard it. I'm pretty sure everyone heard it. So they go to the penalty box and the kid comes back out and plays again.
And I just want to say on this note, what we are experiencing right now in our hockey league is, and I'm sure that sometimes it gets missed, but we are having a really big zero
tolerance
for words.
Yeah, for words, for like chirping, for words. You're basically kicked out, game misconduct, and minimum 7-game suspension. And then there's an investigation. And then
they're big on racial,
anti-Semitic, hate,
sexual, like sexual preference.
Yep.
And
misogyny.
And when they use the word R.
Yes. Yeah. So they're coming down hard, which I applaud, and mm-hmm. I'm so happy about, because yes, we need to teach our children that that's not okay. So the next day they have to play the same team again, and the kid is dressed. So clearly there was no consequence for the words. And so I thought, you know, half the people are going to be like, it's just a word, it's not a big deal. And then I thought to myself, you know, the bigger problem in our world right now is that, and I can only do hockey because soccer, when my daughter played, the referees were so strict. If the parent yelled, they were kicked out.
Good.
The referees were like men, like grown-ups. Mm-hmm. It wasn't mm-hmm. kind of, didn't feel like volunteers necessarily. Mm-hmm. Like they really felt like grown-ups and in mm-hmm. control and no shit taken. Mm-hmm. And if the parent even said like on the side trying to coach them, stop it or get out.
There are some in our league that are very like that.
Okay. And I loved the referees would explain to the girls mm-hmm. if they didn't do so, the kid, mm-hmm. you're doing this wrong, so actually do it this way. Mm-hmm. Would kind of coach them because the field's mm-hmm. too big for the coaches to reach them and they weren't sure what they had done, like when the whistle went.
Yeah.
Anyway, I appreciated that so much. I was like, that is the way you do things to raise these children.
Yeah.
So I said, you know, the problem is all of us should care. All of us, every single one of us should care if your child is doing something that in the real world could get them fired, expelled, suspended, arrested for anything. You should be like so livid your child did that.
Mm.
You should be outraged that your child did that, let alone the team should be outraged, the coach should be outraged, and the league should be outraged.
And on a side note, although you often can't be arrested for words, teaching your children
For hate, you can.
Aside for a lot of those things, just being a hurtful person.
So, and I thought to myself, if you have to go to the lowest point of words, you know, I say to my son, because I see him chirping, and I know he used to wear the big black goggles, and I got rid of them because he was so picked on, and I could see him just sort of like going back, like it's like he was one against everybody because he's really the only one who wore them. So I'm glad he's in contacts because his chirping is so much less because people aren't all over him. Mm. But I said, I just thought, I was like, the unfortunately, the better the player, the rules are moved because the team needs to win and mm-hmm. that we need that player. Mm-hmm. And at all costs, we're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't think that in Team Canada right now, I'll never get over this. I don't know if I'll ever get over their thought process. And there's many instances of this happening where I don't think these children are bad children. I don't think they're predators. They're making just bad decisions. And why? Because they're never held accountable for any behavior. We make excuses for them. We're like, it's not that big of a deal. It's not that bad. If I'm like, as a society, we need to look at these kids and be like, wrong. Like, no, 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 because you're just going to get them in so much trouble when they're older. It's going to catch up to them. If they think they can do these things and they're watching people laugh and be like, it's not a big deal, what are we concrete teaching them as they get older? Because it's formative years. These are formative years these kids are all playing. So it's okay. You can get away with it. Of course I can get away. I can say that and no one's going to say anything.
Well, initiations for, and this even happened, and I am so sure it still happens, but like initiations hazing. And hazing for high school sports and college and university and sorority and fraternity houses, like that kind of shit is crazy because it's the same thing. Everyone being like, this is a good idea.
Yeah. And I'll never get over how, you know, how that many people can keep making a bad decision. And I'm like, we've got to look back and see what we're raising. And I can only relate to hockey culture where it's like rules, you walk in, rules just don't exist. It's like you're in another world. It's like over 9 to 16 year old hockey or 8 to 6 year old hockey, you're just like this. I'm like, are we in a vortex? Mm-hmm. Like, where are we living that everyone's okay with this?
Well, and it's also really confusing for like a young growing brain.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Very confusing for kids because rules don't apply, let's say, in the change room, but they're very different than the rules at school. How is a kid supposed to be? So you're kind of like your adults that are in charge of me in either place. What's right and wrong?
I know. And I'm really doing my best to let it go because I think that it is a sore spot for me, and I have to recognize that, you know.
I think you should explain what letting it go means.
I am on my son. I am on mm-hmm. my husband. Mm-hmm. I am on, like, you know, when a coach was interested in Max, and I was like, here's my hard no. If you're this, 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 or this, don't even bother mm-hmm. because I will pull my son off the bench. And, you know, at some point, I have to realize that I have to trust him to make good decisions. And when I...
Him being your son?
My son, yeah. I have to think that I've raised him well and that he knows, you know, that's not okay. But I also have to make sure that when someone acts that way, that I'm not okay with it.
It has to be kind of like, in the most positive way, a constant conversation reminder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that it doesn't get too pushed too far back.
Oh, it's too far forward. It's like, I need a break. It'll be good when the season's mm-hmm. over. And there's nothing even terrible that's happened this year. Like, there's really nothing terrible that's happened. It's just the conversation and the desire for these children to win at what cost. And I'm like, what are we winning? What are we winning in life by them winning? And I'm like,
because all we want to do is win, 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 no matter what.
So
money on my mind.
I just thought when I saw that last night, I was like, what are you teaching? I just thought it's so sad that we're letting our children down by we're letting them all down by allowing this behavior to go on. We're letting everybody down and we're raising a bunch of dickbags, entitled dickbags, who just think that it doesn't, nothing really matters at the cost of winning. And I just think if I were if I were that, if I heard that on our team, I would go out of my way to say to the other team member on the other side, I don't represent that. I'm so sorry that happened to you. I don't think that's right.
Well, I think the other thing is like in that situation, if there was a racial slur that happened and nobody addressed it, what can we do? Because you don't, it can't just be the
lot of people went and emailed the head of the Winnipeg League, okay, which was great. Yeah. I'm like, keep talking because yeah, you're clearly influencing people. This yeah conversation helps. People are talking to their children, mm-hmm, being like, what, you can't do this. Yeah. I think reminder that, you know, I will always say this, and this is not to plug the common parent, but how we are raising our children right now is different. And we aren't teaching them the rules because we didn't have to live those rules. So if they're taking their Snapchats into the dressing room and showing their girlfriend in a position or in an intimate situation, and that is literally happening, and they don't know, they just think it's like, oh my God, look at what I just got sent. That these conversations, no one's having that conversation with them that it's wrong. Mm-hmm. Nobody is having it because they don't know that that's happening.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people are starting to say that a bunch of boys at that age during that time actually shouldn't be without an adult in the room.
Yeah. Or there should be a leap. Get someone who needs volunteer hours who's 18 to come in and help lead a positive conversation before the game, or keep the door open so you can hear their conversation.
And not only is it stopping, protecting potentially a girl in a conversation or a guy or listening to what they're actually speaking about before they go hit the ice, but also having somebody there to like catch kids before they make a big mistake themselves.
Yeah, and then we just don't teach them properly. We're not showing them. And this isn't even like high level. This is all the hockeys. This is all the sports. I'm sure it happens in football. I'm sure it happens. You know, the rules are kind of like skirted because, you know, it's
Travis.
We'll just skirt that shit away. So, no, I'm working through why I feel so passionate about it. I'm not sure why yet, but I really do feel like enraged when I hear these stories of no accountability in children. I think because we're hurting them. Ultimately, we're screwing our kids by moving these little rules around or letting someone treat them and yell at them and scream at them and berate them and then be like, well, they won't get ice time. Who the fuck cares? Who the fuck? Fine. Don't get ice time. Mm-hmm. Oh, well. Mm-hmm. You know what? You'll walk out with your dignity, confidence, and character, know what you stand for. Mm-hmm. Fucking ice time. I'll go buy you a rink. For $80, whatever. We'll go on Wednesday. I'll pull you out. Go get your ice time. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I never really had a window into what was going on. I thought sports was just like, wee. Mm-hmm. And then now I'm like, so I'm working through my issues over here and I'm going to get there. Not.
Yeah.
I'm still married. I just forgot my ring.
Oh, that's
everyone
juicy.
Thinks. Are you still married? Because I put take my rings off at nighttime. Okay, I'm still married. I'm still married. Today, married.
Today, married. Tomorrow, who knows?
You know, why does it take a long time to like get that whole process going?
Get married again?
No, like to be like, oh, it's a long time.
What's
to
long
get divorced?
Time?
Like you have to separate for a year, and then you have to like some like it's not just like see you tomorrow.
I know
it is a very long process.
I know, and I was watching something yesterday, and they were like, he was gonna consider getting a divorce, but he was like, oh,
it's too long. He killed her.
He didn't kill her. She killed him instead.
Wait, she killed him?
Yeah. Wait, we'll do our Wednesday one, our Wednesday podcast, and I'll tell you some things.
You love, it's crazy that crime brings you calmness. Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because I mentioned this one piece of crime and so many people had just watched it and they're like, oh my God, it's outrageous.
You know, I don't like prison.
Prison.
Yeah, I don't like watching prison shows.
Oh.
I don't like the feeling of prison. I don't like seeing prison.
I don't watch a lot of prison, but I'll catch ladies in prison every once in a while.
Why? Mark started Orange is the New Black.
Just now?
Yeah, and I don't, it's all prison. I know it's supposed to be funny, but I can't do prison.
It's not supposed to be funny?
Oh, I thought it was a comedy.
No, but there's a lot of lady sex.
Lady sex.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so that's why people watch it. That's why it was the number one hit for lady sex.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they want the lady sex?
Yeah. They have sex in there a lot. And they show it in the movie.
And they want that.
They want some of them want it. Some of them don't want it. Most of them like it.
Is that what the show's about?
I mean, it's what I remember of it.
It's just all lady sex.
It's actually a great show. Like, I mean, the characters are really great and everything like that. But there is a lot of sex. It's a little stuff with ladies only because it's a lady jail.
It's a lady. Yeah, I don't like jail. I don't like watching jail. I don't like
I don't watch a lot of jail.
I don't like feeling jail.
I'm not against jail, but it's not my...
Jail makes me feel unsafe.
It's not my passion.
That was my biggest fear when I was younger, that I'd go to jail.
Oh, God. I'd love to try it.
I'd arrested one day.
Oh, I'd love to try it for a little bit.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, and then on one of the shows, they actually go in and they volunteer to be a informant in jail.
What?
Yeah.
That's what you want to do?
No, I don't want to do that, and I would not want to go to a boy jail.
How do they keep them safe? Why would you go to a boy jail? You can't go to a boy jail.
Oh, I don't know.
You're not a boy. No. You can be an informant.
I could be a guard. Yeah, I don't think they probably have a lot of girl guards in
boy jail. I was going to say, I can't really... See?
And then there's so many juicy stuff that happens, like guards having sex with female prisoners. Because
where? There's cameras everywhere.
Where there's a will. His office.
The guard has an office?
Oh, yeah.
No, they don't. Yes, no, the guard is.
The head guard has an office.
So the head guard's a pervert.
Yeah. Oh, of course he is. Under the desk?
Yeah,
And these girls are thirsty.
I have to tell Mark we've done that show. I don't like...
Actually, there are female guards. Because remember that one guy convinced the woman.
Yeah.
And she got him out.
And then died.
Yeah.
Or went back to jail or something. Or killed herself. I can't remember. That was terrible. Real story.
Yeah, real story.
You should get into that. You think you should maybe just get into jail?
Go in there for a bit.
Nah, get into jail. Get into like the world of jail.
I don't think I haven't tried.
Oh, you're not into jail.
Not as much. There's a lot of talking and fighting. And like the food doesn't look good.
Sounds like there's a lot of sex.
But the woman that I was watching yesterday. She's been in a female correctional place for 29 years. And it doesn't look that bad.
You know what they should do? They should, when they do the murders, then they should follow the person into jail and see what their life is like now. I feel like that'd be good because they're really glorifying murder. Yeah. You should do part two. Jail.
Yeah. Well, there's this one guy recently and he goes, they're like, oh, jail, whatever. He goes, have you ever been to jail? He goes, it's hilarious.
No, it's not.
He goes, you get TV. You get to play video games. He goes, you get outdoor time. He goes, you get to do whatever you want in there. I don't hate jail at all.
No, 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 no.
And I was a successful corporate guy.
Oh, well, he went to country club. He went to Martha Stewart's jail.
I mean, he's there for murder. It's hilarious in jail.
Wait, so he's crazy.
He's interesting, but he's basically saying it's not the worst place to be.
Did Martha Stewart have, no.
Well, she went to special jail.
Oh, there's special jail.
I think lady jail is nicer.
Did not look nice in that show yesterday.
Well, yes, that's a show.
Okay, bye.
Oh, one thing about jail, if you go to jail, you want to get on the...
coroner's list.
No. Like the death list?
Oh, no, the head guy.
He's not the coroner.
What's he called? The chief.
Yeah, that guy. No, you want to be on death row. Like you want to go.
No, you don't want to be.
Do.
No, you don't. You're in solitary confinement for death row.
No, you want to go to, where is it called where you go die?
Death row.
Okay, so if you are going to die, you get to go on to into a separate place where they have so much more green space because you're preparing to die, right? But when you go there, it takes forever to die. So for the people try to get there because they get green space, they get better food, they have more space.
Because they're dying. Because they're terrible people because they're dying.
And people can live there for a long time. And then you just get executed. So it's not like a long, painful death of being beat up in jail all the time. All these people are like, they take them to a nice place before they die and they can survive there for years. So that's where you want to go.
No, you don't want to go to jail.
People try.
No.
Yeah. You want the death penalty.
Don't. That's bad advice. If you're listening, you're grade eight. No. Grade eights, no.
Free food. You don't have to work.
No. Jail is not a nice place. No, this is bad advice.
Yeah, and this woman who's in the correctional place, she has got her law degree. She has another degree. And she's working on her PhD.
And she's in jail.
And ladies,
she's not going to get a job when she gets out.
She said she is.
How?
She says, I could get a job because I have so many degrees now.
Yeah, I'm going to hire someone from jail for 30 years. Yeah, come and...
She really likes in jail. She wears these white flowy clothes and she does this thing. And she dances in the church and it makes her feel free.
What'd she do?
It's a story that everybody knows, a really famous story, where she was 22 years old and she was working with a student. They were 17 and she had a husband and they were so cute and stuff. And then she started sleeping with one of the students. And then apparently she told him, like, I want to be together. Like, the only way we can be together is if my husband dies. And by the way, he's got a life insurance policy. So if you get your friends to help you out, we'll all get money.
She did that.
And she said she didn't say that. She said, I never said that. She will never admit it. And the boy's like, basically, she was like, yeah, you'll get money and you have to kill him. But don't use a knife because I've got nice white leather couch furniture and I don't want to get dirty. So just like gunshot on the kitchen floor. She says that she never said that at all. Nothing. And the boys are out of jail. They're on parole. And she keeps having a request to get out, but she won't admit what she did. So they're like, after 29 years, you've been in, like, everyone's like, you've been amazing in jail. Like, you should definitely be considered. She didn't actually kill anyone. But you won't admit. You know, she goes, how can I admit to something that I didn't do? Should I just lie so I can get out of jail? No.
Is it her word against his word?
Uh-huh. They all went to jail, but she's just there longer.
To be continued.
Because they admitted they did it. She's saying, I never told them to do it.
Wow. We'll never know.
I wonder if she's been having lady sex.
Caller.